Thank you. But God bless you tonight, Joni, and to the rest of the family as well. Thank you so very much. I think that buys us. So the boss is here, so I better get back there and make sure that everything's ready to go, and we're going to go live right now.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive its King. Good evening and Merry Christmas. This is your announcer, Jim Kless, seated just off the chancel of St. John's Lutheran Church in Depew. We welcome you this evening to this special live broadcast and invite you to participate in our Christmas Eve worship celebration. As this commentary leads you through our worship service, we hope that you will feel as if you are here with us in person. Our order of worship this evening is special Christmas Eve candlelight worship entitled Glorious Light. We will begin this evening with a duet entitled Mary, Did You Know? Sung by Grace and Emma Cabell and Ariana Lysik.
Ariana is fairly new to our church.
We'll continue our worship now with the call to worship as it is in your worship bulletin. I invite you to please stand. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. To the people walking in darkness, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hymn number 50, Angels from the Realm of Glory.
Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, Angels from the Realms of Glory, hymn 50 in the Lutheran worship.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to be gracious and merciful to us. Loving God, who sent Jesus as Savior of the world, we confess that our busy doing and decorating have shrouded our Christmas and cause us to lose our focus on the Christ child. Forgive us for shaping the celebration to fit our desires. Seize us by your Spirit. Focus our eyes and hearts on the coming Christ. Inspire us with that coming so that we shout from the housetops the good news proclaimed by the angels and shared joyfully by the shepherds. Make us into your joy-filled Christmas messengers, sharing your powerful message of salvation for all. Jesus has promised that the sins we forgive on earth will also be forgiven in heaven. Trusting that precious promise, as a called and ordained minister of the gospel, I confidently declare to you that in Jesus Christ, all of our sins are forgiven, and you and I are privileged to share that same forgiveness with all the others in our lives. We are filled with Jesus' light of life so that we can shine among the people of this world like stars in the sky. Amen. O little town of Bethlehem.
Please join us now as we sing our hymn of praise, O little town of Bethlehem. hymn 60 in Lutheran worship.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please have a seat.
Our choir will now sing Silent Night.
Thank you.
The lector this evening is John Fregale. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through John.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he made his glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, for Christ is born. Rejoice, O heaven and earth. Hallelujah, God's grace and truth are seen in his flesh.
Please stand, if able, for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 through 20.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For until you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please have a seat. Let's join together and sing hymn number 36.
Join us now as we sing our hymn of the day, Of the Father's Love Begotten, hymn 36 in Lutheran Worship. This is a special broadcast of Christmas Eve service live from St. John's Lutheran Church in Depew, New York at 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL. My dear brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The text I chose for the sermon this evening is taken from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and this is what the great prophet wrote. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will be called Emmanuel. I came across this little story this week as I was putting things together for services. This was a story that was shared by one pastor, and here's what he wrote. The boxes of Christmas decorations were carried up from the basement. Now I had to go to church, so the serious work of Christmasizing our home would have to wait until I return. In the meantime, our daughter was content to play with this miniature plastic nativity set that we kept in this old tin. Well, when I arrived home, I was greeted by my wife and the inviting aroma of the dinner she put together. Now, stealing a peek at the table, I saw, though, that our daughter had placed pieces of that nativity set at each person's plate. So apparently, shepherds and wise men and cows and sheep were going to join us for dinner. Well, shortly after sneaking that peek, my daughter, you see, she raced into the kitchen. And she's, "Daddy, Daddy," her voice was kind of panicked. "Jesus is missing. We've looked everywhere. We can't find him." And she was right. As I glanced at the table she had set, I didn't see the baby Jesus anywhere. "We'll find him, I'm sure," Dad said, or the pastor said. "I'm sure that he's stuck under the couch cushions or he's behind some chair somewhere. We'll get him." And so after dinner, they looked. They looked high and low. They looked everywhere. Under the couch, in the plants, the Barbie playhouse. Now, they found all kinds of things. But no Jesus. Well, then the pastor said, I put it in high gear. I was determined. I was going to find this baby Jesus. So by chance, I zeroed in on my little daughter's backpack. Now you see, she takes her backpack everywhere. It's the place that she transports all of her greatest treasures. And I looked, and there at the bottom of the bag was the little baby Jesus. You know, the dad passed her with such excitement in his voice, he runs into the room, he says, "I found him! Jesus was in your backpack all along. He was in your backpack, and guess what? He was ready to go with you wherever you went." You know, there's something to that, isn't there? There's something, a most remarkable point, this little story. You see, the baby Jesus wasn't MIA at all. As a matter of fact, he was right in the middle of the action. Right there in the pastor's daughter's bag where all of her treasures were, there he was in the midst of her life, in the midst of all of her interests, in the midst of all of her activities, in the midst of her life was the Lord of life, Jesus. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, Jesus, God with us. God with us right in the midst of our lives. And that, friends, is the heart of Christmas. And yet sometimes how the heart of Christmas, our Jesus, is removed. how he's taken out and how he's replaced by other things, gift giving, fancy dinners, party planning. And if it's not during the Christmas season, how all the other stuff of our daily lives sometimes can so easily get in the way. The truth is, the clutter of our lives can have him seemingly MIA. Or how sometimes we try to contain him. Try to contain him to when and where we choose to put him. Where we want to input him into our lives. Yes, sin can do that. But here's the thing. See, no matter how hard we try, no matter how hard culture tries, this Jesus can't be contained. He can't be overpowered. He can't be overcome. His birth, his life, his death, his resurrection attest to it. And it's his strong presence. And it's the light of his love working on our hearts and working on our minds tonight that draws us right back into this place once again. It's here, right here, in the awe and in the beauty of this place that we're taken away from it all. The hustle, the bustle, the tug and the pull. It's here in the stillness and the beauty and the splendor that we once again gaze into that stable and there see our Jesus, the light of the world, the light that no darkness can overcome. It's here, right here in this place that we see our promised Savior, the King of our hearts and lives, the very one who came from heaven above just for us, to die for us, to rise for us, to forgive us, to free us, and to assure us of our forever lives with him. It's here, right here in this place, that we encounter once again our incarnate and living Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, still today, and still at work, still active, still making a difference, and still drowning out darkness with his marvelous light and love. You see, we don't have an MIA Savior, but we have a Jesus who knows us by name, a Jesus who's made us his own and who's right in the middle of all the action, right in the middle of the action just for us, guiding us, leading us, directing us and shaping us in this clutter-filled and chaotic world. Now I know that I don't have to tell you this, but so much is fighting for our hearts. So much is fighting for that number one spot. So much wants to take priority. And here's something else. As we think about people around us, as we think about the people that we love, maybe even ourselves sometimes, so many are searching for answers to life, searching for hope, and searching for peace. There's people around us that are hurting and longing, wandering and wondering. And so many people in our world today are giving up on Jesus. But Jesus never, ever gives up. And Jesus never, ever gives up on us. And it's this Jesus, friends, that makes all of the difference for our lives. He does. And how he wants to be center in our hearts, center in our lives, how he wants to be our most prized treasure. And how he wants the joy, the calmness and the brightness that we're feeling tonight to be our everyday. how he wants you and me to be a people who look to him with adoring praise, not just tonight, but every week in this place, because this place matters too. See, it's here, right here, that you and I receive God's good gifts of his grace. It's here that we receive his love communicated to us in his word and his beautiful body and blood. It's here that we're transformed and strengthened, empowered and changed, connected. You know, frankly, it's what our world needs more of today. A whole lot more of this place. And by the way, these pews look really good on you. How he wants the connection that we have to him tonight and each other to be ours all the time. The bonds and the love and the warmth that we're experiencing today to be our everyday. You see, Jesus matters. No matter what anybody has to say, Jesus matters. The heart of Christmas, God with us, right in the middle of the action, matters not just on Christmas Eve, but every day and in every single circumstance. My friends, may the joy and the connection that you're feeling tonight, and I hope you are. May the joy and the connection that you're feeling tonight to him, to each other, and to your church family, may it continue on. May it overflow into your every day, your every week, that your hearts might be overcome and overtaken over and over and over again by his presence and his love all the time. He's sure to make a huge difference, just as he did on that first Christmas. He's right with us, right now, every day, right where we need him to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Our service tonight has been sponsored by the members of St. John's Lutheran Church. We wish you the gift of faith, the blessing of hope, and the peace of his love at Christmas time and always.
Just a few quick additions to our regular weekly prayers as I've learned things this week. First, I want to make sure that we say a special word of prayer in our hearts this evening for Ed After Buffalo. Is that the message you left me, Lois? Okay. For Ed After Buffalo, Ed is hospitalized. They're looking into some possible cardiac-related stuff going on with him. So please say a special word of prayer for Ed and also for Charmaine and the rest of the family, as I'm sure these are anxious times for them. And also, if you would, say a special word of prayer for Betty Wilson. Betty Wilson is a longtime member of our congregation. I learned this week that Betty Wilson is now under hospice care and is beginning that beautiful transition into that place that God has prepared for her and the mansion prepared just for her. So please make sure you say a special word of prayer tonight before you close your eyes and go to sleep. Say a word of prayer for Betty in this season of peace, that peace is in her heart. Also say a word of prayer for her family in their time of need as well. At this time, I invite you to please stand for prayer. Lord Jesus, you brought the light of life into the darkness of our sinful world. Shine that light on us, that we may be kept in the one true faith, light of the world. Hear our prayer and shine on our darkness. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the miracle of your birth and for the miracle of our rebirth. Assure us of your baptismal promises so that we who are born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God, that we might live each day as the children of the light, light of the world. Hear our prayer and shine on our darkness. Lord Jesus, the world was made through you, yet the world does not know you. Give to us and all your people the joy and zeal of the shepherds, so that we also may make known the truth that we have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, light of the world. Hear our prayer and shine on our darkness. Lord Jesus, provide for those without homes or jobs or food or friends in this sacred season. Assure them that even when no one else seems to care, you will never abandon them. With the gifts you have given to us, use us to provide for everyone in need, so that through us, even those most destitute may experience your providing care. Light of the world, hear our prayer and shine in our darkness. Lord Jesus, you came to abolish death and bring life and immortality to light through the gospel. Receive our praise and hear our prayers, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray together now, as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The members of St. John's will now light their candles, beginning with Pastor Prepera, who will light his candle from the flame of the Christ candle in the center of the Advent wreath. The church is darkened except for the lights of the candles and the Christmas trees. When all the candles are lit, the congregation will join in singing Silent Night, hymn 68 in Lutheran worship.
We'll take it. We're not supposed to. It's all good. Mm-hmm. The story of Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, God with us, the child who came to exist against all reason, a child who belongs to the whole world. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is our story. This is our hope. This is our peace. This is our joy on this silent night. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to the light, and kings to the brightness of dawn. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The people of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this Christmas Eve. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutheran, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship us in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. Our phone number is 683-3947. This is your announcer, Jim Kless, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and God's protection and care for you in the days ahead. Closing hymn this evening is Joy to the World, hymn 53 in Lutheran Worship.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him.
Merry Christmas, everyone! Mike, thank you. Got it.